This is fascinating to me on two levels. First of all, she says she's just being herself, and I'm sure that's what she feels she's being, and yet her way of just being herself includes smiling. And we know that women tend to smile more than men, that if women don't smile, they are often seen as grim or angry, whereas if men don't smile, we don't interpret them in that way. And in fact, if men do smile a lot, people often wonder, what's wrong with them? Why are they so goofy? In fact, one professor told me, this is a man who does tend to smile quite a bit, mentioned to me that he was in the library at his university where he teaches, and he overheard one of his students who didn't realize that he was within earshot saying to another student, why does Dr. Burnsfield smile all the time? So here was a man who smiled a lot, and people interpreted that, why is he smiling? Let me give you one more conversation, and this is a transcript of a real conversation that took place, to show you how a group of women balance the needs for connection and the needs for status in order to have just an everyday conversation. And we'll see how the grid sort of captures the use of language in everyday life. This conversation was taped by Janice Horniak. This was in connection with the dissertation that she was writing. It was an all-woman office. Tina was the highest-ranking woman in the office, and she had been telling a story to two other women in the office, Heather and Janice, who was just a temp, when the mail clerk entered the office to deliver the mail. And the mail clerk's name is June. So it's four women. Tina, highest ranking. Heather, next. Janice, low ranking because she's just a temporary worker. And then June, who you might say from one point of view is lowest ranking because she was the mail clerk. So Tina was telling a story when June appeared with the mail. Tina stopped telling the story and all the women turned to June. June said, hi. And Tina said, hey, we got to see this get up. Come on in. And Heather said, come here, June. Tina, she, that's cute. Heather loved that beautiful blouse. Janice, chiming in, said, hey, high fashion today. Tina said, cool. June starts showing off her blouse. Hi. I had the blouse, and I didn't know what to wear it with, and I just took the tag off and said, I'm going to wear it with a vest. Tina said, and that hair, too. Janice, oh, that's neat. Heather, is that your mom's? And they laughed, and then June said, no, I got this from Tina. What is it? June, it's from Stylo. Tina, I've heard of it. June, the one in Trader Plaza that has all that wild stuff. Heather, what did you do to your hair? June, she adds something. She says, Judith said that you're just bored. You have to do something. This may seem like just a casual conversation that's taking place among women. It's creating their connection. That's clear. Women often use talking about clothing as a way of creating connection. And if they do talk about clothing, and I found this in my own research too, it's always a compliment. It doesn't really matter what they really thought of her hair or her blouse, but it's a way of being nice to her. But notice how everything they say is reflecting their hierarchy. Tina's telling the story. Tina's the highest ranking woman. When June comes in, she doesn't want to keep telling the story because a stranger has come in, but she wants to include June in the conversation, so she comments on her clothing. It's the high status women that are making the low status woman, the mail clerk, display her clothing. It would be very surprising for the mail clerk to come in and say to the boss, hey, I got to see this getup. Where'd you get it? That would be sort of cheeky. So it's the prerogative of the high-ranking woman to evaluate the clothing of the low-ranking woman. Tina sets the topic. Heather, who's the next highest ranking, also asks questions, and Janice, the lowest ranking, just the temp, simply throws in kind of ratifying comments. So she doesn't say anything original. She just kind of says, hey, high fashion today. Oh, that's neat. So what I've shown in this example of the women in the office, Janice Horniak's example of the women in the office, shows that in the most fleeting conversation that we all take part in as we go about our day, we're balancing our desires to find the right amount of closeness and distance, as well as reflecting the status of our relationship. And it's all in there, all blended together. It's not a matter of either status or connection. In the next lecture, I'm going to go into somewhat more detail to show how we integrate these dynamics of status on the one hand and connection on the other, and how, as women and men, we're also creating our gender at the same time that create the personas that we put forth to the world.
This ends Lecture 6. If you borrowed this course from a public library and would like to make your own copy of the course guide for future reference, call Recorded Books at 1-800-636-3399, and we'll send you a free copy. A shipping charge will apply.